human bear.
May I join you and introduce myself? My name is John Heaston, and for the past several months, I've had the pleasure of handling the announcing assignment on a new Christmas program, the musical theme for which you've just heard. This series was produced in the Hollywood studios of the Radio Transcription Company of America, Limited, under the direction of Lindsay McCary, production manager for Transco. Right now, I want you to meet the producer of this truly unique feature, Lindsay McCary.
Thank you, John, and how do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Lindsay, just how did this series, The Cinnamon Bear, happen to be produced?
Well, unlike Topsy, it just didn't grow, John. The story goes back several years. Mr. Charles C. Pyle, president of the Radio Transcription Company, has received innumerable requests through our field managers and by direct mail from radio stations, advertising agencies, and sponsors for a program series designed especially for pre-Christmas running. Naturally, in this entertainment center, we've had the opportunity of looking over many, many ideas. Some musical, some straight script shows, some serialized stories, some individual episodes.
And none of them came up to the right standards, is that it?
That's exactly right, John. And Mr. Pyle said to me last May, this year we must have the best Christmas program series that has ever been produced. And that was a large order, believe me.
I should say that.
Well, it wasn't until I ran into Glenn Heisch one day on Hollywood Boulevard that the idea hit me that here was the man to create Transco's Christmas feature. I've known Glenn Heisch for several years, and I've known his creative and writing talents. But I also knew he's a very busy man, and didn't believe he'd consider assuming the responsibility of another writing assignment. I played a hunch, though, and invited him to go to lunch with me. Casually, I revealed our predicament. Transco needed a series of 26 15-minute programs, particularly designed to run from Thanksgiving to Christmas. I told him we wanted a series with all the charm, the whimsy of the Oz books, and Alice in Wonderland, a series which would intrigue children, keep them listening from day to day, and at the same time, a series which would be highly entertaining for adult listening audiences. A pretty big order, I realize, but all of a sudden, well, I could see the glint of authorship coming into Glenn's eyes. He began to get that vacant stare that seemed to say, wait a minute, something's percolating. We finished lunch and said goodbye, and the next morning, Glenn called me and said, I've got it. Well, John, he came out with a synopsis of The Cinnamon Bear and read it to me. He'd been developing the idea until 2:30 in the morning, and he told me it seemed to fairly roll out of his typewriter. After I heard it, I hit the ceiling. I knew he had it, too. We of the Transco staff got together, talked it over, and decided unanimously that at last, in Glenn Heisch's Cinnamon Bear, we had discovered our Christmas series. Well, then, Glenn and I went to work. We decided that this intensely interesting serial story had to receive the best dressing up we could give it. First of all, it must have original music. We could include at least 10 original musical numbers, sung by the whimsical, entertaining characters in the story. Well, Glenn went as one better, and there are now 11 numbers with reprises of 2. Of course, it must have an intense Christmas atmosphere throughout, with a growing Christmas feeling as the series approached its final episode on Christmas Day. And of course, Santa Claus must play a vital part in the solution of the children's problem.
What children, Lindsay? I don't believe you mentioned them.
Well, that's right. I guess I haven't said anything about them. Well, as you know, John, they're two swell kids. In the story, they are Judy and Jimmy Barton, twins, living with their folks in a big, old-fashioned house. Well, right after Thanksgiving, Judy and Jimmy's mother tells them she's going to let them help her sort out the Christmas tree ornaments, you know, to see whether any of them have become lost or broken. They find them all in good condition, except, and here's the motivation of the story. Every ornament, all the lights are in good condition, except the big silver star that has graced the very top of every Barton Christmas tree for years and years. You can imagine how Judy and Jimmy feel about that. But Mother remembers that after the preceding Christmas, Uncle Jed had taken some things up into the attic and put them away in an old trunk. Judy and Jimmy finally wheedle Mother into allowing them to go up into the attic and look for the silver star. And then the fun begins. They meet Paddy O'Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear, in person. I'm not going to reveal how they meet him because, well, I'm afraid that would be giving away just a little too much of the plot. Suffice it to say, though, that it's Paddy O'Cinnamon who leads the children through all their marvelous adventures on their quest of the Silver Star. Each episode, of course, brings them just a little closer to success. And then something always happens to keep them from it. Until the end, when, very naturally, it's none other than Santa Claus who finally helps Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear take the Silver Star back home.
You mentioned the original music, Lindsay.
Mentioned it? Say, I could go on talking about those songs and the little incidental pieces for hours. Glenn Heisch had previously collaborated with a young composer named Don Honrath on some original songs at one of the major motion picture studios. We finally tracked Don down, and after presenting the idea behind the Cinnamon Bear to him, he fell right in with us and consented to go into collaboration with Heisch once more to provide the original songs and incidental music for the Cinnamon Bear series. After the songs and background music had been written, we engaged Felix Mills to handle the musical direction. Of course, you know who Felix Mills is, don't you, John?
Oh, yes, very well. Felix is the man who has been head arranger for Raymond Page on Hollywood Hotel, for Jacques Bernard on the Eddie Cantor program.
Yes, and now Mills has his own musical organization. And it was his imagination which provided us with the musical arrangements, the scintillating instrumentation, and the clever singers who sing the songs. The entire musical setup, the music itself, the singers, and the orchestra were planned to give the Cinnamon Bear episodes just that right sparkle in strictly modern arrangements.
Say, you haven't told us the names of the actors and the actresses who play the principal parts.
No, John. We've decided that we always want those three swell people to remain in the minds of those who listen to them, just as Judy and Jimmy and their little friend the Cinnamon Bear. That's the reason we've decided not to publicize the personalities of the people who play the parts.
I see. Well, how did you select these people, Lindsay?
Well, as soon as I heard Heisch's synopsis of the story and became acquainted with Patty O'Cinnamon as a character, I realized that as far as I was concerned, there was only one man in Hollywood who could possibly play the part. He's a man who has done a great deal of work in cartoon comedies. He's a showman from the early days of vaudeville and was one of the first featured comedians in the early silent picture days. I finally found him on a little ranch out in Van Nuys, proposed the idea of the Cinnamon Bear to him, and he jumped at the chance to play the part.
And the two children?
Well, that wasn't quite as easy a job, choosing them. We held several auditions at our studios, pairing a number of children off and having them read a portion of the script. Each child had a number, and we listened to them blindly. That is, none of us knew the identities of any of the children auditioning. We finally narrowed the group down to the two we felt were right for the parts. Two children, it turned out, who had played brother and sister parts together many times before. Just to be certain that our choice was right, we made an audition recording with the Cinnamon Bear playing his part. And then we knew we had our three principals. There's no question about it, John. This series has more than equaled our expectations in mastery of script treatment, in musical setting, and in production. And our unbounded enthusiasm for it has led us to the decision to let station executives and their clients know about the Cinnamon Bear through this medium.
Well, thank you, Lindsay McHarry. Now, friends, if you'll just have your technician turn this transcription over and play the other side for you, we're going to give you an opportunity to meet Judy and Jimmy Barton and their little pal, Patty O'Cinnamon, in person. Will you spend another 8 minutes with us? Thank you.